Chapter 2. Into the North. Sometimes men came and talked to the man in the red shirt. They paid him money and took away some dogs. One day, a man called Perro came to see the man in the red shirt. Perro had an important job. He carried letters for the Canadian government. He knew a lot about dogs, and when he saw Buck, he was very happy. "That's a very good dog," Perro said. "How much do you want for him?" $300, said the man in the red shirt. Perro paid the man and took Buck away to a ship. He also bought a dog called Curly. Another man, Francois, waited on the ship. He worked with Perro. There were two other dogs on the ship, Spitz and Dave. Spitz was a big white dog from Norway. At dinner, he tried to take Buck's food. But Francois hit him with a whip. Dave was a quiet dog, but he was not friendly. He liked to eat and sleep a lot. The ship travelled north from Seattle. Every day the weather grew colder. Then one day strange white things fell from the sky. Buck tried to eat them, but everybody laughed at him. "You can't eat snow, Buck," said Francois. The ship stopped at Skagway in Alaska. It was very cold and the snow was thick on the ground. There was a big camp there with lots of men and dogs. Many of these dogs were big and dangerous. Curly was a friendly dog. She ran toward one of the dogs to say hello. But the dog made an angry noise and attacked her. Curly fell on the ground, and Spitz, the big white dog, laughed at her. The other dogs ran toward Curly and attacked her. Francois came with an axe, and the dogs ran away. But Curly was dead, and Spitz laughed again. After that, Buck hated Spitz. The next day, Francois put a harness on Buck. Then he tied all the dogs together in a line. Francois stood on a sled, and the dogs pulled him. "That Buck is a very good dog," Francois said to Perro. "He is strong, and he learns quickly." Perro bought more dogs. Their names were Joe, Billy, and Sol-Lex. Joe and Billy were brothers, and Sol-Lex was an old dog with only one eye. Then Perro bought three more dogs. Now he had a team of nine. Perro had to take important letters to Dawson City, hundreds of miles north, on the Yukon River. He put the letters into heavy bags on the sled, and the team left early the next morning. It was very cold, and the journey to Dawson was long and difficult. Every day, they travelled many miles through the snow. Perro walked in front of the team, and Francois drove the dogs from the back. Buck watched the other dogs and learned many new things from them. At night, the dogs slept under the snow. When they were thirsty, they broke the hard ice and drank the water under it. In his home in the south, Buck never took food from people or other animals. But now he was always hungry because he worked hard. The men gave him fish, but he wanted more. One day, Buck watched Pike, one of the new dogs. Pike took some meat from Francois, but Francois did not see him. The next day, Buck did the same thing. After that, he often took food from people and other dogs. Spitz was the number one dog in the line. Spitz hated Buck, and he always tried to attack him. Buck hated Spitz too, but he did not want to fight him. One day, there's going to be a big fight between Spitz and Buck, said Perro, and Spitz will kill Buck. No, said Francois. Buck will get angry and kill Spitz. I know it.